John chapter 1 verse 6 tells us there was a man sent from God whose name was John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That verse, of course, is speaking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, and he certainly was a man sent from God. Tonight, I want to talk about another John. His name is John Rogers. Why are we thinking about him tonight? Why am I speaking about him tonight before our time of prayer? Well, because today is the 4th of February. And the 4th of February was the day that John Rogers was taken to a place called Smithfield in London and was burned at the stake. 4th of February, 1555. I tell you, folks, it's a date to be remembered. Not a lot of people do remember it today. You'll find not very many churches will remember it today. But I tell you, it is a day and it's a date that every Christian ought to remember and ought to give God thanks for. Every believer ought to look back to the 4th of February. What is it? 466 years ago, if I've got my maths right. Every Christian should look back 466 years ago today and give God thanks that there was a man sent from God whose name was John Rogers. So for a few moments before we pray tonight, I want to talk to you about this man, because I want your heart to be stirred for our time of prayer and for when you leave the church tonight and go out into that world that's no friend of grace. John Rogers was the first Protestant martyr under Queen Mary, Mary Tudor, or Bloody Mary, as she was known. He was converted through William Tyndale. You ever hear of him? John Rogers was converted through William Tyndale. He came in contact with Tyndale in Belgium whenever Tyndale was in exile, translating the Word of God into English and printing Bibles in English to send back to England. And in God's providence, Rogers and Tyndale came in contact with one another, and Rogers was still lost. He was without Christ, but through Tyndale he was converted. He became a Christian. He became a good friend of Tyndale. His heart was broken whenever Tyndale was martyred in Antwerp, Belgium, in 1536. That was the year that Tyndale was martyred. You remember, I've told you before how Tyndale was taken to the stake. He was tied there, and they hung a Bible around his neck, strangled him, and burnt him at the stake. John Rogers witnessed his friend and his spiritual father being martyred for Christ. The following year, 1537, Rogers published Tyndale's translation of the New Testament and part of the Old Testament. Tyndale had been working on the Old Testament whenever he was arrested and martyred. And so John Rogers, he took the New Testament that Tyndale had completed and the Old Testament section that he had completed, and he published it in a Bible known as the Matthew Bible. It was published under the pseudonym Thomas Matthew. John Rogers, he published this Bible with this sort of code name, Thomas Matthews. Why didn't he just say John Rogers Bible? Well, because if he had put his name on it, he would have been arrested and he would have ended up like Tyndale. So there was a reason why he did it. He took this pseudonym. You see, if Rogers had been found out in his Bible work, he would have suffered the death penalty. Hard to believe that the authorities threatened death to anyone who would translate the scriptures or print the scriptures. But that was the case. Well, the time came whenever John Rogers was arrested, he was apprehended. Let me speak to you for a moment or two about the reason for his execution. The reason for his execution. What was his crime? Why was he arrested? Well, as I've already said, Queen Mary was on the throne. She was newly crowned in the year 1553. And in that same year, on the 6th of August, Rogers preached against the pestilence of popery. You get that? He preached a sermon against the pestilence of popery. We've heard a lot about pestilence this last year. Rogers called popery a pestilence. The pestilence of popery, idolatry, and superstition. 10 days after this bold public display, he was summoned before the council and bidden to keep within his own house. In other words, stay at home. We've heard a lot about staying at home this last year, haven't we? Well, John Rogers was told to stay at home. Don't be going out to preach. Not allowed to go into the open air to preach the gospel. Not allowed to go to any church to preach. Got to stay at home. In January 1554, Bonner, who was the new Bishop of London, sent him to Newgate Prison, where he lay for a year. On the 28th and 29th of January 1555, he was sentenced to death for denying the Christian character of the Church of Rome and the physical presence of the body of Christ in the Sacrament of Communion. So those were his two crimes. First of all, he wouldn't accept that the Roman Catholic Church was a true church. Secondly, he wouldn't accept that the Lord Jesus was really present in the Lord's Supper. He wouldn't accept transubstantiation. So for those two reasons, he was condemned. What about the day of his execution? Well, we've already told you that it was the 4th of February, 1555, this very day. On this day, 466 years ago, John Rogers went to his execution. He went to his martyrdom. It was a Monday morning. Let me read from the Fox's Book of Martyrs, which, by the way, is a book that every Christian should have. The Fox's Book of Martyrs. This is the description of the execution of John Rogers. When the time came that he should be brought out of Newgate to Smithfield, the place of his execution, one of the sheriffs came to Mr. Rogers and asked him if he would revoke his abominable doctrine and the evil opinion of the sacrament of the altar. Mr. Rogers answered, "That which I have preached, I will seal with my blood." Then the sheriff said, "Thou art an heretic." "That shall be known," Mr. Rogers said, "at the day of judgment." "Well," said the sheriff, "I will never pray for thee." "But I will pray for you," said Rogers. And so he was brought the same day, the 4th of February, by the sheriffs towards Smithfield, saying the Psalm Miserere. You're wondering which psalm that is. Psalm 51. The word miserere is a Latin word that means mercy. And so he went to his execution reciting the 51st Psalm. We could call it John Rogers' Psalm. And folks, why don't we read it together tonight? Just at this point, if you have your Bible there, you turn with me to Psalm 51, or if you prefer to look at the screen, the words are on the screen. Psalm 51. Let's read together the psalm that John Rogers quoted as he went to his death. He didn't read it. He quoted it. He knew it off by heart. But I'll allow you to read it tonight because I'm going to read it. Psalm 51. "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. And with the words of that Psalm of Mercy, as it's called, John Rogers went to his death. He died and sealed his death with his own blood, sealed his preaching with his own blood. Well, let's come to the place of execution. Just a few more thoughts, a few more moments tonight on this great man, John Rogers. The place of his execution. I've already mentioned this place called Smithfield. It's in central London. If you've ever heard of St. Bartholomew's Hospital, it's right beside that hospital. And that's the place where John Rogers was burned. He was martyred. Let me go back again to Fox's Book of Martyrs and read another few lines from it. And there in the presence of the sheriffs and a great number of people, John Rogers was burnt to ashes, washing his hands in the flame as he was burning. A little before his burning, his pardon was brought if he would have recanted, but he utterly refused it. He was the first martyr of all the blessed company that suffered in Queen Mary's time, that gave the first adventure upon the fire. His wife and children being 11 in number, 10 able to go and one sucking at her breast, met him by the way as he went towards Smithfield. This sorrowful sight of his own flesh and blood could nothing move him, but that he constantly and cheerfully took his death with wonderful patience in the defence and quarrel of the gospel of Christ. There's a memorial to John Rogers today in London, and if you were to go there to central London, you would see his memorial. It was erected by the Protestant Alliance, and they've been here. We've had representatives from the Protestant Alliance in the church. It is erected by the Protestant Alliance and unveiled on the 11th of March, 1870, by Lord Shaftesbury. If you've ever heard of Lord Shaftesbury, if you've ever read about him, he was a man who loved the Jews, a great lover of Israel. He was a great lover of the poor, the working classes. He did so much for the poor of London. Whenever he died and his funeral procession was going through London, many, many people, especially from the poorer working classes, came out and wept as his cortege went by. This is the man who unveiled that great memorial to John Rogers in Smithfield. Engraved on the plaque is the text from Revelation 14, verse 13. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Remarkably, during the Second World War, Rogers' memorial was preserved when a bomb from a German aircraft fell right beside the memorial. It actually fell beside the hospital and damaged the hospital, St. Bartholomew's Hospital. You can go there and see the damage from the bomb, from the German bomb. But no damage occurred to the memorial. The Lord had his hand upon it. Why was that? Because he wanted the generations to come to know of this courageous, brave man of the past. Do you know the color of the memorial? Red. Red granite. What does that speak of? Blood, of course it does. The blood of John Rogers. The blood he shed so that we might have freedom today. So that we might have freedom to worship, freedom to come to God's house. John Rogers shed his blood that we might have it. You see, some people say, why don't you just close the church? Shut the doors. But can you not hear the voice of John Rogers' blood crying, don't close the church. I shed my blood for religious freedom, religious liberty, freedom to come together into God's house and to worship. Dare we cast away that freedom so lightly and flippantly today? You see, some people don't understand why you keep the church open. Why do you not just close the church? And just have online services and just phone people and lock the doors of God's house. Why don't you just do that? A simple answer, a simple reason. Because of men like John Rogers. You know, as we think of the blood of the martyrs, which is the seed of the church, we think of the blood of someone else. And of course, we're talking tonight about our blessed Savior, our blessed Redeemer. And yes, the blood of John Rogers is upon this Bible tonight. Because, you know that Bible I referred to earlier that Rogers helped to publish, Tyndale's New Testament and part of the Old Testament. Do you know that Bible was the forerunner to the Geneva Bible? And the Geneva Bible was the forerunner to, guess what? The King James Bible. Our beloved King James Bible that we are using tonight, that we love, that we won't get rid of. The blood of John Rogers is on this Bible. But I want to tell you folks, the blood of someone far greater than Rogers is on this Bible, the blood of the Lamb. In wonder lost, with trembling joy, we take the pardon of our God, pardon for sins of deepest dye, a pardon sealed with Jesus' blood. Yes, John Rogers sealed his preaching with his blood, but our Lord Jesus Christ sealed our pardon, our redemption with his own precious blood. And through that precious blood, we can come to him in prayer tonight. And let's give God thanks tonight for men like John Rogers. Let's praise the Lord for the religious freedom we have tonight. Let's praise the Lord for the Bible tonight, for an open Bible. as we think about Rogers and we think about the other martyrs, it should cause us to cherish an open Bible. Well, 265, the last two verses before we get down to prayer. Let's stand as we sing them. 265. Let's stand.